USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a virtual hearing about a Department of Health and Human Services report regarding supply shortages during the coronavirus pandemic.
Regretfully, in recent weeks, President Trump has taken steps to remove, replace, or attack numerous officials in the IG community.
That's Chairman of the Committee, Democrat Kara Maloney, saying it's her committee's responsibility to protect them from political interference. Meanwhile, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he can't believe what the shortage report says.
I'm deeply concerned with the flawed methodology that HHS-OIG used to create this biased report.
Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey says four officers have been fired after a black man died while in custody. The FBI is investigating the case. A viral video shows an officer pressing his knee against the man's neck for several minutes. USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An organization is helping out in an area where some of the most vulnerable live regarding the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region.
Chicago saw its deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years, even as people hunker down during Illinois' stay-at-home orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Police say 10 people were shot and killed in the city, the highest total since 2015. At least 42 people were injured in shootings. Street pastor Donovan Price says the shootings are a result of some Chicagoans refusing to adapt to new social distancing and quarantine guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With many crimes down due to the pandemic, one crime is rising, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The coronavirus has not been kind to car owners. With more people than ever staying home to lessen the spread of COVID-19, their sedans, pickup trucks, and SUVs are parked unattended on the streets, making them easy targets for opportunistic thieves. Despite silent streets and nearly non-existent traffic, vehicle larcenies shot up 63% in New York from January 1st through mid-May compared with the same period last year. And many other law enforcement agencies around the United States are reporting increases in stolen cars and vehicle burglaries, even as violent crime has dropped dramatically nationwide during the pandemic. It's a low-risk crime with a potentially high reward, police say, especially when many drivers leave their doors unlocked or their keys inside.
Excitement is building around Wednesday's SpaceX launch. Even President Trump is attending. But can NASA avoid a case of launch fever?
We want people to feel free to say no and not feel any pressure to go on this launch.
NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein, now there's no push to launch like the days leading up to the Challenger shuttle disaster. And Brandenstein says that even with launch fever, he'll stop Wednesday's SpaceX launch, even if it disappoints big crowds, including the president. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.